Viceroy's kicking it off for you tonight on Lost Discs Radio for your, well, your bubbling blunder spectacular, Doc. Dr. Doc Brown.
That's me over here.
Doc Brown is in on the action. Unbelievably, we didn't think he would make it.
Oh, well, you know, from time to time
but
I
we,
show up.
But we know he's always had, like all of us, like many of us. Doc, you've always had a fascination with the bubbling under charts.
I have. I remember one time we were doing a show and you were talking to me and I was just so absorbed in reading the bubbling under book that I just wasn't even listening to you.
Right. I'm sorry, what's that?
Right.
And Joe Stacks, would you also say that you've always had that itch about the bubbling unders too, Joe?
Well, yes, indeed, sir. And I'm forever bubbling under.
Yeah, forever blowing, bubbling under.
Yes,
something like that. That doesn't sound good.
Who?
That can't be. I can't have just said that.
Was it Bubbles, the intern we fired the first year?
Yeah, Chesty took her spot, man. Right. There was a little cat fight that time. Remember?
Chesty versus Bubbles.
All right, so the Viceroys kick it off there with C. Green. Okay, that's the second pressing on that because I guess the first pressing was a thing called C. Graham. Right, and then the lawyers got involved and said, "No," they forced them to change the name of that record, man. So we got that the Seagreen there on the Bethlehem label, Doc, out of 1963, and that's one of those instrumentals that you're digging there.
Love that one. That
only got up to number 127 on the charts. So here's the thing: the limitations I put on myself now for the bubbling under spectacular that we're gonna do. Not only do these have to be records that only hit the bubbling under charts. Right, that's lower than 100, Doc.
Okay, I wanted to let's set the parameters.
If your math is correct,
right?
All right,
bubbling under is 100 or higher.
What, 100 or lower?
Okay,
on the chart.
All right.
No, well, low. No, 101 or lower
to 40.
Well, it depends. The different years, the bubbling under charts only existed between 1959 and 1985.
So okay.
During that time, sometimes. It would drop all the way down to 115. Sometimes it would drop all the way down to 120.
So,
and then there was a period in the 60s where it dropped all the way down to like 135, 136, I think is as low as it ever went.
Wow. So we need like a depth chart. We need some kind of sonar here.
Yeah.
Right, you need to sketch that out on the wall with the maps and everything while we're on the air.
Right.
You made the top 135.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like, is this something to be proud of or something to be embarrassed about, more likely? So this is what. So the parameters that I said are, not only do we have to do things from bubbling under, but it has to be 110 or lower. All right? Those are the records we're spinning on this hour. And they had to be actually, you know, I'm going through the book here, looking up the old Billboard bubbling under chart. I feel a sonar moment. Coming on. Doc, are you... Doc's lost, folks. Searching for those discs. Bubbling under. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to put the fader down a little bit. So he's... There he goes. He's fading across... Doc, is that your theremin app, man?
Sorry. Couldn't help it.
No, you shouldn't have actually helped it. And... But also, they had to be records that we actually have the record, Doc. So all of this is coming from actual vinyl, right? No running around and ripping it off of YouTube or downloading it from the iTunes.
No, we never do that anyway.
This is the actual vinyl, all right? So let's just dig it. We're kicking it off in this first set of bubbling unders right now, going to the June of 1967 to the 120 position on the chart, man. It is the Alicite Sounds now of Elephant's Memory. Exclusively on Lost Discs. Baby.
The crossroads are the stepping stones. All the bend, the oldest pebble in the winding streams.
If you can find it,
a place for good dreams.
Just to get away.
I once went to the crossroads of the stepping stones. I met a boy who spoke in tones that were as young as time.
I'm so glad to see me
singing in rhyme.
Sound far away.
We were there alone.
I did.
please come along with me, and I'll show you the way to another day. If you want to be free, come on along with me. Take my hand, and I'll take you to the promised land.
The crossroads of the stepping stones, lie underneath the glassy waters of the winding stream.
When sunlight hits them,
a place for good dreams,
just to get away.
We went back to the crossroads of the stepping stones. The dragonflies were skimming over the water space.
Barely touched the surface,
a featherbed place. Won't you come along?
Well, I'm glad you could make it. Now if you just step this way, let's see if we can find them again. It's not very far, just around the bend over here. Yeah, I can feel we're getting closer now. Ah, there he is. Look at that smile. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Lou Monty of RCA Victor Records dropping in to say hello and to wish you a wonderful time. This DJ who runs this hop, he's a terrific guy. I know it because it's a great thing he's doing for you young people. And I know you kids out there appreciate him, too. Okay? Be seeing you.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out every pretty girl in town. They danced with me. While I held them, all I did was to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Your love. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Won't you please come back to me? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry. Me.
Rockin' Radio.
I love it, dear. I love every second of it.
That's Big Brother and Holding Company, right there off the Mainstream Records label, right? But you knew that, okay? No one had to tell you about that when you heard that. Yes, it was bubbling under on the chart. It only ever bubbled under on the charts, man. Number 118.
So now,
September of 1967. Doc, you're saying that was like on their greatest hits album.
The one that probably anybody casual Janis Joplin fan has. You got the Janis Joplin's greatest hits. I think she's riding a motorcycle on the front of it or something.
It's not that great of a hit.
Right. That song is on Greatest Hits, but it bubbled under.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So.
Wow. Imagine that.
Just saying. This is what we're trying to do is to educate you people, right? Before that, it was Chris Bartley on the Vando label. Baby, It's Wonderful. Man, anytime you get a chance to play that record. The thing about the bubbling under charts is, so a lot of these things, of course, bubbled under for a reason, couldn't break through. But a lot of these things are... It's unjust that they didn't break through, and that's one of them. Chris Bartley, of course, written and produced by the great, what's his name?
Wazoo.
Teddy Van. No, that was a couple years later with Zappa.
What?
It was. It was his Teddy Van. It was his own label. Hell, the Vando label, right? Anyway, and that got to number 125, Doc. It only got to number 125 on the charts in November of 67. And before that, it was the original version of My Little Red Book, The Minute That You Said Go to Hell.
Right.
By Manfred Mann. Did you know that? Did the original, right? We have nothing against Love and Arthur Lee and the whole thing. They had the big hit with it, but Manfred Mann got it to number 124 on the Bubbling Under in... June of 1965, man, right off the soundtrack, Chesty, tell him.
Of Mondo Hollywood.
No, What's New Pussycat?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We need that one of these times. We just have like a pre-show happy hour, guys, and we'll just get all of our notes straight.
Uh-huh.
That's right. That's that party
thing. Sure, it wasn't Common Law Cabin?
Look, you laugh, but there may well be some Russ Meyer reference coming up that's already programmed in on the show. So I wouldn't get all uppity if I was you.
Anytime you say Mondo, I think of Russ Meyer.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know. Anyway, kicked off the set with Elephant's Memory, but who cares? I mean, there you go. That's the first set, right, Doc? Bubbling Under.
Yeah.
But and we're going for 110 or lower on the Billboard Bubbling Under chart. Most of this stuff tonight is from the 60s during that golden era where they actually kept the Bubbling Under going down below 120, 125, 130. Right? They only did that for a couple years between like 1964 and 1970 or something.
Right.
So that's the golden era of the Bubbling Under. And that's what we're hitting here, Doc.
Nice.
And Joe, what do you say, man?
Well, I say it's all dynamite tonight. I love that version of My Little Red Book.
Yeah, right?
One thing.
I know.
And you forget it's like Bacharach.
Mine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Burt Bacharach. That's right.
I know. And then, you got the pre-success Big Brother and the Holding Company on the mainstream records label.
Yeah. Yeah, before they broke out mainstream, right? Ironically, Chesty. Yeah.
Right before Monterey.
All right.
Everything's ironic.
All right, so speaking of things that are actually really not all that ironic, we have yet another record in our collection, come to find out, that's going to be applicable tonight, that applies to our resident studio hound, Polly the Dog.
Oh.
Who's undergone some rough times on her legs there, folks. So it just so happens, we love Jimmy McCracklin around here. And it just so happens, we've got a Jimmy McCracklin record on the old Minute label out of 1967 that only got as high as number 112.
You ain't nothing but a dirty dog. You don't never get enough of nothing.
Dog, a dog is greedy. You know, no matter what you give him, before he leave it, he'll eat it. Just satisfaction.
You dirty dog.
That's all I want to get.
You dirty dog.
You see a dog, he don't know what enough is. But I know when it's time to quit. But baby, once I eat enough at home, take this. I ain't no shape to eat no wire.
Before you drive us all crazy.
Well, I wanna see you work out now. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And because America was built on the premise that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, with song and dance, fun and games, food and drink, shows and rides, all designed for the all-day smile.
Sweetheart, we're alone, and you are mine. Let's make this night a night to remember. Don't make our love a cold, dying ember. For with the dawn, you'll be gone. Hold me close in your arms as the night withers away. Let's not waste one precious kiss while we're together. Oh, please come to my arms and say you'll love me forever. For with the dawn, you'll be gone. Sweetheart, when you're near, my heart is aflame. Your lips pressed on mine, is heavenly sin. And I could die because it is ending. For with the dawn, you'll be gone. Let these passions we feel in our hearts never end. I could never share this feeling with another. Say that you feel the same. There'll be no other. For with the dawn, you'll be gone. For with the dawn, you'll be gone. For with the dawn, you'll be gone.
Yes, it was Elvis Presley, right there. Out of 1965, man, the B-side of Do the Clam. See, none other than Elvis himself.
How high did Do the Clam get?
You'll Be Gone. Hey, good question. Grab it. Grab the billboard book. Chesty is on it. Just like, see, it's like the good old days when Chesty was
what
the
editor. What happens when...
Right here.
What happens if the Do the Clam never charted? Or would it have automatically had to have charted... Due to the fact that it was an Elvis A-side.
Hey.
Like, did it automatically have to chart since it was an Elvis A-side, like, promotional-wise?
Yes.
Like, it got played. It had to get played. It had to make
it. That's...
Like, I wonder if that's ever happened.
A little payola roll there.
If the B-side bubbled under and the A-side never even did that, I wonder if that's ever happened in the history of...
Yeah, well, that would be some good sleuthing, Doc.
Modern
See, this
music.
Is the kind of stuff you could be doing in preparation for a show like this.
Right, well, I mean...
And then... Well, I was saying, you know... This is how Doc prepares for a show. All right. Elvis, Chesty is looking up the A side to see how high that got. The one we're talking about here, You'll Be Gone, got to number 121 on the charts, kids, back in March of 1965. And before that, it was Michael Clark on the Imperial label with Work Out. Now, see you work out, man. That's out of 1963. Got up to number 130 on the chart. You think by the time you're down at like 130, what's the point of really mentioning it? But
hey.
But they were.
Hey, that's reserved for spot 131.
That is.
What did it hit? No. 21 for 8 weeks on the chart.
All right.
In 1966.
All right. So there you have it. Right?
Hit number 21.
That's a significant difference between the A and the B side there. From number 21 on Do the Clam to number 121 on the B side. You'll Be Gone from Elvis.
Wow.
You dig that action. All right, we know we're being streamed
by
Brad over at Grits Radio. Hi, Brad, and thanks for picking this up on an odd night like this. And, of course, this is more or less an exclusive summer spectacular special for Rockin' Radio and all those guys and gals over there. So let's just keep it kind of moving along now because we've got some serious action right about here, gentlemen. The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
We played strip chess. She had me down to my shorts and I fainted from tension.
Do you have any idea what's her?
All right, the bubbling under. Yeah, yeah, of course I do. Yeah. It's Buzz with a couple extra Z's in it. And all I have to say is this is a happening song that's, you know, an instrumental that years ago I asked Jimmy to play and he refused, man, refused.
You.
The reason I wanted it played is because we used to have a friend come by named Buzz. Some of you might remember Buzz.
Yeah. All right, so let's
double
do
Buzz. Go ahead. Everybody out there to get a little buzz during Buzz.
Logic and practical information do not seem to apply here.
You admit that?
Are you ready? 'Cause you know that it's about you.
You're just a simple little farm boy, and the rest of us are all sophisticated beatniks.
Well, now I love my girl, and she loves me. Well, don't you just know?
Sound of the Fendermen, right off the old Soma Records label out of Minnesota. Okay, can we just be proud of that for a minute? Doc, you're thinking of that old Levi's commercial.
Levi's, something right, like that, right?
He's laughing like that. Sure, but that's the Fendermen covering the old Huey Piano Smith, Don't You Just Know It.
I think Joe wants to chime.
Cut there, right? And that was, well, how high did they get with that? Well, see, now that got as high as number 110. In September of 1960, that's the highest charting song that we're actually spinning on the show tonight.
Wow.
Okay, and before that it was The Bracelets. Okay, yes, The Bracelets, some unknown girl group on the Congress Records label with their sort of dance craze don't called Waddle Waddle, which got up to number 113 in the fall of 1962. And yes, now look, it was Jimmy Gordon who kicked off that set on the Challenge label out of 1966. It was Chesty's chick pick, Buzz. Now that's Buzz with, count them, man, six Z's.
Six Z's.
Dig. And that got to number 121 in November of 66. Good old Jimmy Gordon, man. Kind of reminded me of sort of like a Link Wray type of guitar player there. Joe, what do you know?
Not a lot. Apart from another 45 released several years later on Challenge, the A-side was called Test Pattern.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Both great, tough instrumentals, man. Fantastic stuff. Okay, folks, it's sort of an exclusive for Rockin' Radio. So while you're over there, don't forget to check them out at rockinradio.com for the RLT Archives Music Magazine. And the godfather of soul himself, as always, Jason Stone. And Bri-Fi Phillips, you know, the electrophonic sound thereof. Of Brian Phillips. Well, we're all over there, thanks to boss man Randy Tivins at rockandradio.com. But we do have an email coming in as we are streaming this live air check to you tonight, folks. Coming in from Matthew. I think this is a guy out in Cleveland area. Tuned in around 9 p.m., man. Well, hell, that's when we started the show. So no apologies needed there, Matthew. Here comes one now, Doc, that's very special to Chesty, I know. And this is going to be the Coachman now on the MMC label. And we are very fortunate enough to have the promo copy, which has three edits of the same song. So we are now going to spin the shortest of the three edits of Mr. Moon. exclusively on Lost Discs.
Mr. Moon, shining bright, is watching my baby tonight.
Mr. Moon, Mr. Moon.
Well, the only one to see just where my baby can be.
Let me explain, as briefly as possible, how this record can and will stop you from smoking.
Against the law.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Come on.
Yes, it did. But it only did. It bubbled under. See?
Unbelievable. Yeah. It's another one that's on Doors' greatest hits.
Only ever got to number 126 on the chart. Okay?
Wow.
In April of 1967, that's their first release. They followed it up with Light My Fire, which went straight to number one. But, you know, and all these years later, dog, you've been assuming, well, hell, that had to be at least a top 40.
Yeah, I mean, I'm right. The first Doors album I ever got was Doors' Greatest Hits, the one with the red and the white cover with Jim Morrison's face.
It's not
in the
that
front.
Great of a hit, man. I'm trying to.
Right. And that's, you know, that's false advertising,
you're
man.
You're falling for this stuff. That's what I'm saying. If the kids knew what
if
was
the kids only knew.
Pulled over their eyes. It was the Willies. Yes. Now, we've been through that many a time before on this show. Out of Pittsburgh on the old COCE label. Yeah, the Willie only got to number 113, but it did bubble under in October of 1966. And, of course, we kicked off that set with the short edit of Mr. Moon by the Coachman. We played it off the MMC label, which was the original release, the version of that that actually charted at number 114 on the charts was actually on the Bear Records label. Right? Joe, how do you feel about that?
Well, I felt pretty good about that. That was pretty sweet. Now, how long is the longest version of that?
3 minutes and 2 seconds.
Okay, so we could stand another. We could stand to double that. Interestingly, leading the scene in Lincoln, Nebraska, you got the Coachman. That was their first single.
Yeah,
they did a couple of singles for MMC. They did a couple for Bear. And then they ended up doing, maybe it was a different lineup by this time, but by like 68, 69, they even cut a few singles for the White Whale label.
Yeah, cool. Now look, we're going to keep it moving just because we got our last set of bubbling under blunders coming up here. It is the Vegetables. Out of 1965, yes, with a J.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand. In the wink of an eye, my soul was turning. In your hand, in your hand. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind? I know.
I hope one day I won't hear Yellow Jacket, Red, Benny's H.
Shut up!
That's a Raven, Seth.
Thank you.
Can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Or can you see a bad man by the tack on his tie? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive. Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Of his skin is the color of his soul. But could you say a man for queen and country he must die? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I.
You may be a better man than him, but you must treat him by respect by shutting your mouth. Clear?
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through. Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. Better write my songs about the things you do.
Never know the hardships you've been through.
Hey, hey,
hey, mister, I know nothing about.
the things you do. Hey, 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 mister.
Yeah.
Hey, mister.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
Mister. Hey.
Yes, I know. It's my unhealthy fixation on Four Jacks and a Jill. It always gets me into trouble. Okay.
It's almost as bad as the one with Patience and Prudence.
Yeah, this one bubbled under, man. This one bubbled under at number 130 in 1968. And of course, yes, it was Terry Knight and the Pack, right? On the Lucky 11 label with A Better Man Than I, out of April of 66. Okay, well, we've been doing it here for you. What can I tell you? For Rockin' Radio, so you get over at rockinradio.com and dig the scene. And we hope that we've done and we've helped you to dig what we could over here in terms of our bubbling blunders, super spectacular summer special. I'd like to thank Joe Stax for helping us out on the phone line.
Good night.
And Doc and Chesty for riding shotgun.
Woohoo!
We'll dig you next month on Lost Discs. Radio.